So it's going to be S4?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Another disability player.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm actually, like, freaked out just imagining me, like, alone, talking about all this scary stuff.
Sorry about the change up with the detectives. I'd like to have the original person.
Well, we sure love Dan, but, you know, we're happy with you guys, too. So. That's good.
All right. First is if you could just give us your spelling of your first and last name.
Yeah.
What's your current address? Do you have a cell phone number I can reach you at? You grew up around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we just moved to Provo only.
Okay. You have the floor right now, and we're just going to let you tell us the reason why you're here.
Okay.
And don't leave any details out. Start from the beginning. Go all the way through. We might stop you just to ask clarifying questions. We'll try not to interrupt and then just keep going.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm here to report sexual abuser, predator. And, this is really hard for me. Past few days with when I came to my sister's. So I am still really uncomfortable and scared talking about this, and so I'm not going to, I'm going to still protect myself. I feel like I need to just take it easy and just, I'm just going to give you what I think will be enough probable cause. And I'm sure that as time goes by, I'll be able to deal and process enough to be able to tell you more. But at this point, I just have a few things. And sorry, I brought just a few little notes so that I don't space out.
Yeah.
Roselle Stevenson.
How do you spell that?
R-O-S-E-L-L-E. And then Stevenson, S-T-E-V. Gosh, I'm so bad at spelling out loud. It's not with a PH. And then it's Sun. Yeah, it's Owen.
And so she lives at the 4043 Quail?
Yes.
What's her phone number?
No, it's mine. Sorry. 801-376-1861.
Okay. And tell us what you have on your notes there.
Okay. So, should I start from when I was a child to now, or from now till when I was a child? Does it matter?
It would be easier to tell us in chronological order if you can remember.
Okay. I'll just start with the youngest. Okay. So, growing up, I always showered, and baths and showers, and she taught me in detail how to clean myself, and we always had, well, we had a bath, a jacuzzi with jets, and then a shower with one of the removable shower heads that is a handheld thing with different settings on it, like a garden hose, and so she would bend over and or lift a leg to wash her butt or her vagina, and so it was in different positions and in the shower with me, and just kind of always touching me and herself in the shower, and And then using the shower head to masturbate, or having me hold the shower head, or me masturbate myself with the shower head, with the pressure from the shower head. So that's when I was all growing up.
About how old do you recall?
Like five years old is my clearest memory of it.
How often would that happen?
That would happen, I mean, we would shower together almost every day.
Okay.
About every day.
The
she's meticulous about being clean.
The masturbating, would that be every
yes.
day also?
Yes.
Where did that happen? Is that the same residence that you're at now?
No, this is at the condo that we owned in Provo, right next door to my grandparents.
Do you remember the address there?
I can't. No.
What was it near? Any
it's
businesses or?
The same. It's the same ward that I'm in now.
And I just want to make sure I understand. You said that she would have you masturbate her with the shower head,
yes.
and then you would masturbate yourself
mm-hmm.
with her. Did she ever masturbate you?
Yes, it was all different forms of it. when I was, let's see, this is the same instance, not instance, but same time period, all growing up. My clearest recollection of it is when I was 7. We had vibrators and massage tools, and my experience with it was she would call me in and to give her a massage or to go to bed, and she would be naked in bed and have me massage her. Using the vibrator and the massage little, like, turtle tool thing. And it would just escalate until I was massaging her vagina with the vibrator and she was orgasming, and then she just kind of kicked me away.
Was the vibrator a sexual vibrator, or was it another type of vibrator?
I don't know the difference.
Okay. What did it look like?
It was a handheld, like a rod, with a big ball end. So I guess it was a massage tool.
Okay. What would she say to you?
Harder, stop, left, right. She would just give me very rude directions. And the whole time moaning and grunting and scary breathing.
And we can ask some detailed questions. Some of these might be hard to answer.
Okay.
What did she say to you? You said it kind of led from massaging to her vagina.
Right.
How did you know that you were supposed to?
She would tell me. So she would, after she was done being on her stomach and having massage her back, it would get lower and lower, and then she'd turn over and open her legs.
Okay. And she would tell you to?
Yes.
Massage her vagina? Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you know that she had an orgasm?
She was convulsing and grunting, and then she would go limp after. And
did she ever use the massager on you, the vibrator?
I used it on myself because I was curious.
This seven, when you were 7 years old?
Yeah.
Was this the same condo?
Yes.
And how often did that happen, the massaging?
It was at least weekly. She was really demanding, always wanting me to do things for her and do things to make her feel good, like massages and things like that.
Okay.
And that continues. Um,
Okay. There was a bath time, and since it was nighttime, and I was 9 years old, and we had just taken a bath in our jacuzzi tub, and there were stairs up to it in the bathroom, and so we had just taken a bath, and it was the usual cleaning each other and whatever, but it was really giddy and happy and very lighthearted, and then she got out of the bath and sat on the stairs and told me to come nurse. And the term that we used was nursey-nursey, which was what she taught me to say whenever I wanted to nurse until the age 3. And so I sucked on one breast and massaged the other with my hand as she directed. And after a bit, she pushed my head down towards her vagina and said, "Lick it." And I had to lick harder and more until she orgasmed and then just said, "Leave."
Was this one incident that happened?
Yes.
Just clarify, when you were licking harder, were you licking her vagina?
Yes. And crying.
Is this the same?
Okay. So this is a nap time incident. So I was in the kitchen and she was in the bedroom, and I heard her call that it was she calls and calls, and you can't understand what she's asking because she never bothers to come to you and ask you what she wants. But so I went to the bedroom and she was in bed naked. And she said, "Oh, it's time to take a nap." And when I she had me take my clothes off because she didn't want me in my street clothes in bed. She doesn't like jeans in bed. And so she said, like, "Oh, don't bother putting jammies on or anything. Just come to bed." And same instance with nursey-nursey and being kind of giddy and sweet. So she was lying, I was on her left side, she had her arm around me, and my head was on her arm. And we just talked, and then she said, "Nursey, nursey," and kind of joking, and she went to her side and kind of just, like, pulled me into her, and I nursed for a little while, and, I was 7, sorry, I forgot to say that, and she just stroked my body and, you know, like, pinched and fingered my tits, and then traveled down to my butt and was just, like, squeezing and feeling it, and the whole time telling me how beautiful I was and how I was a baby and she would always love me. And then, I mean, like, feeling my butthole, and then came around to the front and was, like, playing with my vagina and sticking her finger into my vagina. And I've always had a problem with tampons because I can't think of anything else except for a penis or a finger. It's so lame because I have such heavy periods.
Thank you for laughing. Yeah. So, because there is some element of humor to everything, I guess. Gosh. And at that point, we just took a nap.
You were 7.
Yeah.
Same condo.
Yeah.
What room was that in?
Let's see. All of these experiences have been in the same room in the condo. It's what we call the eggshell room. It's the color of like brown eggs on the wall.
Okay.
And it has like a, it's the master bedroom in that condo.
Was that the,
I guess. Yeah.
In the home at the time?
No.
He was at the home.
There were 3 bedrooms in that house, and so until I was probably like 10 and started getting territorial and saying, like, my own decorations and things, like, and I'm, because I'm jealous of my friends and stuff, and so that's kind of when we stopped sleeping in the same bed, but whenever I had nightmares or anything, I just come right back.
Until you were 10?
Yeah.
What were you wearing when she was stroking you?
Oh, nothing.
You were naked?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. When I thought that was clear when it said that she don't bother putting PJs on or anything.
I just want to make sure you didn't have underwear or anything else on.
No, no underwear.
When she was touching your butthole, was
yes.
there any penetration?
Yeah.
Okay. You just set it with the vagina, so I want to make sure if there
right.
was... Anything else on the...
Yes. One more experience. I have been viciously territorial since I've gotten into high school. And so I've got my own space and... During the day, she's really respectful of it. And even shows fear when she comes close to where my room is. So 2 months ago, I had an experience with her coming into my room in the middle of the night and abusing me sexually. And I can't believe it's still happening. But, and not violently, and not waking me up, per se. Like, she basically just comes in and puts up my covers halfway, so I'm just covered from here up, and then just does whatever she wants, and I wake up with my clothes twisted, or I wake up in different clothes, or I wake up on the floor, and I just know that it's not over. It's still happening. And I know that, I wake up feeling like I've just orgasmed recently, but knowing that I haven't touched myself. And it's just really hard, and... And I do not want to go feeling like this. I can get out. I'm allowed to get out. I guess that's all.
She have her own room?
Yeah.
You have your own room?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else in the house?
Ford. Her husband. Third husband. Who is suffering, and I can see it.
These things that happened the last couple months, have you been awake at any time during any of this?
Yes. And I have been drugged.
Okay. Tell me about what you recall being awake during any of these incidents.
I don't know where to start or what.
Well, they're the most recent that you've disclosed. You disclosed some things from the age of 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the most recent. You said is continuing.
Yes.
As to 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
How often has it been? You've been noticing it the last couple months.
Since she's married Ford.
When
it has gone. It was the right before I went into high school. So when I was 14. It's gone way down. And I can only assume that it's because she has Ford to fulfill whatever she wants. And so she doesn't need me so much.
Okay.
But it hasn't stopped.
You say it went down, referring to decreasing...
Decreasing occurrences, yes.
Okay. How often, at the age of 14, how often did it continue at that point, would you say?
It came and went with how pleased she was with Ford.
Okay.
And I definitely was her outlet. I don't know what word to use, but I mean, she would come to me and complain about how undemonstrative he is and how unsatisfying he is, and I don't want to know that. Heart, and he's totally not sexy like that. Like, I just don't want to think about it like that. Anyway.
So when did it when did it start increasing? Was it 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's when this case about David came out. She flipped. She absolutely flipped, and we were all so happy that he was in jail, and she was freaking out. And all of a sudden, I couldn't, like, during the day, I was thinking all these crazy sexual things. And I thought, oh, it's all about David. But it's not. It's because it's continuing still. And it's, like, I'm feeling it in my body constantly.
So during the last 2 months, how often do you think it's been happening that you've been waking up feeling something's happened to you?
I don't think it's every night.
Okay.
I've become a pretty deep sleeper. And I do, until now, when I have really tried so hard not to just daze when I'm talking about this, I've just gone blank and can't talk. And so I'm willing to talk about it now. And I'm willing to push through that.
Tell me about the most recent incident you can recall being awake.
I did. That was 2 months ago.
2 months ago? Can you tell me more detail about what you recall waking up? You said you were asleep.
Yeah.
So tell me what you recall.
I've been staying up really late as a defense mechanism, and so it couldn't have been midnight or something like that. It had to have been earlier in the morning. And she says she wakes up a lot because Ford snores. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it's easier for her to just wake up when he snores and come down.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can't sleep in that room or whatever. And anyway, but so
I sleep with my door closed for a reason, so that I'll hear it if it opens. So she opened the door, and just talking to me about, she was just quietly talking to me about how much she loves me and how much I'm her baby, and so different from and obedient and sweet and thoughtful and blah blah. And and so she lifts the covers over my legs and just pulls down my pants to my ankles, just like pushes my knees, does her thing. I don't know what she does exactly. I know that she's just touching me. I don't know if it's with her tongue or with her hand. Probably both.
Where would she touch you?
The vagina.
Okay. Is there any penetration?
Yes. And a lot of pinching. Painful. And stroking my legs and my stomach. And
say when you were five, is that the first that you recall? The furthest back is that you can, you got a memory of?
That I'm willing to talk about right now, yeah.
Okay. And the 2 months ago that we just discussed with the pinching, is that the most recent that has occurred?
Talk about it. But I did, I've had a problem with an over, a high, sorry, this is really confusing. She has had so many crazy tests, medical tests for me, and one of them, I mean, I was fondling myself. I mean, when that test came back, it scared her. And I think she stopped touching my breasts at that point. And that was, oh gosh, I'm so, that was in the middle. That test came back, and it's gotten better since.
Where did you have that test done?
It was at a
Would you be able to get those records?
Sure. And I talked to the doctor alone about it. And she said, you gotta stop touching yourself. I was like, I'm not. And she's like, well, just, you know, don't shower in really hot. Don't, you know, don't let anything, just leave them alone. I was like, okay.
Are there any other instances you want to talk about?
No. Not today.
And all of these incidents, just to clarify, they were all in promo?
Yes.
So 5 to 9 was at the condo near 2 months ago. Was that your current?
Yes, thank you. Clarify that.
Have you told anybody about this besides the three of us today?
No. No. I mean, in public, people have, I'm sure, have picked up that I'm scared of her, but nothing specific. Nothing sure, nothing.
Have you disclosed any of the sexual abuse to friends or
no.
family?
When I've been getting. And my from California for the trial, for the bail hearing.
For David?
Yes. And they were going to have dinner. And she called me and she said, oh, do you want to come to dinner? We're going to get something yummy and, you know, just play and talk. And... That was the first time I was brave enough to really tell them what's going on. And they said, you have to come with us. I mean, you didn't say you have to, but they said, if you want, we're going to go to the police department. Do you want to talk? And yes. I do.
When was that date you guys talked?
This was yesterday. Or, gosh. This is the morning. Okay, so it was not yesterday, but the night before yesterday. Call. And I was talking to them about all my fears and going... having to come home back to this situation.
So the first disclosure you made was 2 nights ago. Yes. To anybody?
Yes.
Did you give as much detail to them about what we just talked about?
No.
What did you tell them?
I told them that I was scared, extremely scared, that it wasn't getting better, and that there was still abuse. And it was just like lights went on, and all of a sudden it was like, wow, it's not fake. I'm not dreaming this. It's really not, and we have to talk about it. It's something that I feel so much responsibility to not let it go, because she has kids everywhere around her. She's invited little girls in the ward to come to tea parties at her house, and... there are grandchildren, and it just, it's so dangerous. There's so many little girls that are in danger from her. And I don't know about boys, but girls.
Do you know of anybody else that's been sexually abused by her?
Have.
How do you know that?
Because they concur with me. They...
It's... They've had similar experiences, is what they've told me. I don't know if I want to know what they are.
When did they tell you that?
Just yesterday and last night. I mean, when I started talking to them, and they were just like, you know, us too, and we need to talk to the police.
No.
Well, we about it before we came over, just telling her that we were going to come. And she said she wanted to participate too.
The sexual abuse that you've disclosed, has anything like that happened with anybody else? With you? Anyone else done anything to you that you want to talk about?
David Hamlin.
Just confirm it.
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about?
Okay. There was a morning in, I think it was the summer. No, it was the summer when I was 4. Or 3. Gosh. Short. That's what I remember. It's supposed to be short. But there was an experience when I was young there, and it was in the Provo house.
The address or where it was located?
It's right next and it was in the upstairs bathroom there, and so David came. He told me to take my clothes off and get in the shower. And so I got in the shower. The water wasn't running, but I was just waiting there. And he closed the door and took off his pants, and he went pee. And I was just hiding behind the shower curtain, just, like, watching him. And he urinated, and then he said, "Come here." And I got out of the shower and stood there, and he turned from facing the toilet to facing me without wiping himself off or anything, and opened your mouth, and he put his penis in my mouth and was like, "Suck," and suck harder. And I mean, he used his own hands to help himself out, and when he started ejaculating, if I didn't swallow it, he got really mad. And but luckily at that point he just turned to the toilet and ejaculated into the toilet and said, "Get back in the shower," and he got in the shower, and we just showered after that.
Is that the first incident that you, first, the youngest memory you can recall?
No.
No. Tell me the youngest memory.
I want to stop there.
Okay.
Is this something you already disclosed?
Yeah, I told memory. That memory a while ago, it wasn't. I don't know if she remembers me telling it to her, but I remember telling that to her when I was in my teens in high school. I was just freaked out and worried about how sexual I was.
David's trial.
What?
This isn't something that came out for David's trial yet now.
I don't know what that means, but
like when you came in and talked to Sergeant Dove.
I don't think so.
And I think what he's trying to say is this the first disclosure you've made other than the one that you made in 2013?
Yes.
Have you told anybody else about any incidents with David?
No, nothing specific.
Are there any other incidents you want to talk about with David?
No. Not today.
Is there anybody else that anything has happened with that you want to talk about?
I just watched being right.
Tell me about that.
In the middle of the night, David would come and just choose one and attack.
How were the rooms designed? Like, separate who had what rooms?
I don't know, because we all just kind of migrated. I had a room that was... I had a room to myself that was across in the Provo home. I had other rooms that were in that hallway or downstairs. So
tell me about an incident you recall.
In the Spring City house. So there was a hallway upstairs. You'd go up the stairs, and then it was a long hallway, and right next to the and then on the opposite end was the master room where they were. And I just remember hearing him come down the hall and opening the door, and we had several different beds in that room. And blue bed. It was a blue wooden bed. And I was in a toddler bed that was right next to hers. And he came in and was so vicious when she was conscious, but she would just shut down and you couldn't wake her up, and she'd wet the bed, and she would, it was so hard, but we woke up when he came right next to her bed and started taking his pants off and just kind of ripped the covers off of her, and she woke up and fought until she just zoned out. But he just raped her. I don't know. I wasn't watching the whole time. I don't know if it was front and back or just front. I think it was just front. What I mean by vicious is that she was good, and she was spunky, and she knew that she shouldn't be hurt. I don't mean she was creepy or evilly vicious. I just mean that she was a spitfire. She knew what she deserved. In some small corner of herself, she knew that she shouldn't be. And she hated him. Oh, gosh. And she was crying. I mean, I was crying and screaming, and the other girls just tried to ignore it.
any other instance that you recall witnessing?
No, not now. No, I don't want to talk right now anymore. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.